Last weekend, Wyoming's annual sage-grouse hunt began. Many hunters were worried that this could be the last hunt in a while, since the bird was facing the possibility of getting listed as an endangered species. When the chicken-sized bird started seeing declines in the 1990s, some states stopped sage-grouse hunting altogether. Wyoming continued its hunt after changing the start date and limiting the take.
That will continue even as the state addresses mandated conservation efforts. One of those who has studied the sage-grouse for many years is Dr. Jeff Beck, no relation to our news director. But he's an associate professor of wildlife habitat restoration ecology at the University of Wyoming. He's also an avid sage-grouse hunter. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon in southern Wyoming as Jeff Beck and his 9-year-old yellow Labrador retriever, appropriately named Sage, pull up to one of his favorite hunting spots.
I went on my first sage-grouse hunt when I was 16 or 17, and I have probably gone at least 30 years or so in total since I began hunting sage-grouse.
It's a sunny day and the view is amazing. Miles of open space with some rolling hills and sagebrush covering the landscape, making it difficult to walk at times. For Beck, there is nothing like it.
There's something about sage-grouse hunting that is hard to describe. You're in a place that tends to be fairly windy. It smells like sagebrush. You're walking through sagebrush. You may walk all day and never see a bird, and then everything can change so quickly. Maybe that's why it's so exciting.
Back in Laramie, Beck's laboratory is actually studying the impacts of hunting sage-grouse. Researcher John Dinkins is conducting some of the studies. He says those impacts are difficult to determine because if agencies like the Game and Fish think the numbers are down, they limit the amount of birds that can be hunted.
So it's really difficult to tease apart whether it's the hunter harvest itself that was causing the decline or if it's another factor or you're in a cycle or so on.
But Dinkins says wildlife agencies are watching the numbers closely.
Range-wide, state management agencies have really put a lot of effort into reducing any potential for negative effects of hunter harvest.
Some states, like Nevada, drop sage-grouse hunting when the local population drops substantially. Wyoming Game and Fish Department Deputy Chief of Wildlife Scott Smith says they worked hard to preserve the hunt in this state.
It's a traditional hunt. A lot of youngsters, some of their first upland bird hunting experiences are with pursuing sage-grouse on a beautiful September afternoon.
Smith says the department pushed the start date of the hunt to allow hens to hide and have chicks. They also disallowed hunting in areas where sage-grouse numbers were low, shortened the season, and then limited the numbers that hunters could take. Smith says their numbers show that this approach and other conservation efforts have worked.
We feel there is a healthy population of sage-grouse, and a very conservative hunting season does not lead to population decline.
Hunters also let the department know how sage-grouse are doing. Most population counts are done in the spring, but in the fall, hunters are asked to collect feathers of the birds they shoot. Researcher Dinkins says that tells them a lot.
They have a much better feel for how sage-grouse are reproducing across years with the data that they're getting from the hunters.
As a researcher of sage-grouse and a hunter, Beck admits that there are occasions when he questions whether he should hunt.
It is a conflict. It is a conflict. And I have friends, fellow researchers, that would never hunt sage-grouse because they personally feel that it's a large conflict of interest for them. For myself, I recognize the role that the hunters play in conservation, and I also I use the meat. It's something that I enjoy to eat as well.
Oh, look at that. I bet there's another one in here. See that?
How did the story end? On this day, Jeff Beck did not decrease the sage-grouse population.
They're going over the hill, right where we were. But, come here, Sage.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.
I hesitated on my shot.